In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us.
He is and always will be.
On this day, two great lights have actually shone that project or present to us two very different views of human life. One light radiated upon a mountain some 2,000 years ago in the valley called Armageddon. It was a blinding and illuminating light in a valley known for bloodshed. Another light exploded on this day, August 6, 1945, in the city of Hiroshima. Only this light did not illuminate, it destroyed with great fire life. The one light on Tabor was an uncreated light. It was the light of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that light gives life. It illuminates the darkness. This other light that was created by man at the site of its testing was called Trinity. This light did not give life. This light destroyed life. The light of man or the light of God, such as a meditation. Today, the liturgy is commemorating one of the great biblical events of salvation history, the Transfiguration. And today's troparion, which we sang three times at the liturgy and will be singing all week and next Sunday, summarizes so well the profound biblical meaning of this feast. You were transfigured on the mountain, O God, showing your disciples as much of your glory as they could. Because nobody can look into God's glory and see it fully. And the church continues, let your eternal light, this light, shine upon us sinners. Because then we begin to get glimpses into God. And we ask through the prayers of the Mother of God. Why? Because as it says, she gave us the light. Your glory. Light and glory, revelation and radiance and power. Powerful adjectives and nouns to describe today's great feast. In Christ Himself, the full glory of God shone before these three apostles, Peter, James, and John. Only they could only experience just so much of it. For such is the power of God as the creature stands before the Creator. In that particular moment, Jesus the Christ revealed who He is. And the apostles had a glimpse of what they will become. They will become participants in the radiance of God. They will become participants in the glory of God. They will become participants in the very nature of God, as St. Peter teaches in his second epistle. And so St. Peter rightly proclaimed, rightly shouted, rightly announced, and the church takes it as her own for this feast day. Lord, It is good for us to be here. It is good for you and me to be here. Because today, this feast day, three men, three creatures, were able to see the face of God in a way that no one in the Old Testament was ever able to experience. These three men, these three creatures, in a way experienced the very glory and life of God in a way that nobody in the Old Testament ever experienced. Lord, it is good for us to be here. Because for those few moments, they really saw the kingdom of God flash before them in the bright light of the Almighty. Lord, it is good for us to be here. Because everything that happened in the Old Testament was a prefigurement, was a type, was a foreshadowing for what happened before Peter, James, and John on that day. Something far greater today in this commemoration happened than what Moses and Elijah ever experienced. Everything that Moses did by giving us the law and giving us worship from God is fulfilled in Christ, who is the law and the worship. And everything that Elijah stood for and prophesied, the father of the prophets, the prophet of prophets, everything of which he spoke and every prophet spoke, is fulfilled in the prophet, the word, Jesus the Christ. He is the fulfillment of everything that these two men and everything that surrounds them. Jesus is the fulfillment of it all. Now Peter, as normal, misses what's really going on. And yet he captures something as unique about this. And so he says, let's make three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And God then corrects Peter's foolish thinking. By Peter saying, let's create three booths, somehow is placing Christ as one in equality with Moses and Elijah. So Peter misses it. Christ is not just one more great prophet or the new Moses coming along. And so the Father in heaven clarifies it and gives the definitive teaching. No, Peter. No. This Jesus is not another Moses or not another Elijah. This Jesus is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so listen to him. And what happens at that moment? Matthew is so careful to point out, Moses and Elijah disappear, while Jesus the Christ alone is standing before them. What's the meaning of this? Jesus the Christ is the sacrifice. He's the priest. He's the tabernacle. He's the law. He's the prophet. All that Moses and Elijah established and brought and spoke on behalf of God was imperfect. It was only the preparation for the coming of this moment in history. Jesus the Christ brought the perfection. He completed it. And so the Father is telling these men, listen to him, follow him, obey, audire, listen to him in your heart. And act on what you hear. Jesus the Christ brings what the law and the prophets could not do. Brings what the lambs that were sacrificed daily, all day long in the temple could not do. Jesus the Christ brings the human person into communion with God, participants with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus leads you and me into the living kingdom of God, which is not a place, it's not a building, it's not an institution. The kingdom of God is the living body, is the living person, Jesus the Christ. This Jesus of Nazareth leads you and me into the light that illuminates all things and makes all things known. This Jesus of Nazareth, he is the tabernacle, and he leads you and me into the tabernacle. Lord, it is good for us to be here, because this divine light permeates the entire world. This divine light transfigures the human person and all of creation into a new order, into a new reality, a divinized reality. And is shining brightly in the midst of our world mired in darkness. Yes, a darkness where it does seem like evil triumphs. In a world that where loneliness seems to be the human condition. Fear that seems to be stronger than love. And death that seems to be victorious, stronger than life. Today's feast, however, reveals a particular light that pierces through the drab grayness of this world, that tries to snuff out all joy and hope. And this light from on high enables you and me to see the ultimate meaning of all things, and who I am as a human being, and who you are as a human being. And this light, piercing through the darkness of sin and death and violence and fear and loneliness, this light pierces through all that, and it does give you and me authentic comfort and sincere joy in the heart. And so for 2,000 years, with St. Peter, the church does proclaim, Lord, it is good to be here. May those very words become our own words. Christ is